Pain-Free Life, My Journey to Wellness. Written and read by Andrea Hayes. The International Association for the Study of Pain, IASP, defines pain as an unpleasant sensory and emotional disorder due to actual or potential tissue damage or expressed in terms of such damage. Throughout our lives, most of us are familiar with acute pain. Whilst certainly unpleasant, this type of pain is often termed useful as it serves a very important protective function. Chronic pain is typically defined as pain lasting in excess of 12 weeks. In many cases, this can be considered useless pain, as it serves no protective or beneficial purpose and instead leads to prolonged suffering. Chronic pain may arise from an initial injury or ongoing disease, but in some cases, no identifiable cause can be found. In recent years, a paradigm shift has taken place, with the growing acknowledgement that persistent pain should be considered a disease entity in its own right. Prior to this, pain had primarily been considered to be a passive warning sign of an underlying disease process. Based on this model, the focus of healthcare professionals had been to identify this underlying cause and, by remedying it, relieve the painful symptoms. We now accept that pain cannot always be regarded in this manner, and that chronic pain is associated with a range of change in nerve function, mood, cognition, and social function. Pain is therefore a profound personal and subjective experience, as there is no test that can objectively measure pain intensity and location. The pain sufferer and their healthcare professionals must work closely together to assess not only potential causes of pain, but also the impact of ongoing pain across a range of psychosocial domains. In 2010, with the Declaration of Montreal, the IASP stated that access to pain relief should be considered a basic human right. Representatives and members from 129 countries turned their attention to the problem of unrelieved pain on a global setting. It was found that there was inadequate access to treatment for acute pain due to trauma and disease. It was also acknowledged that there remain major deficits in the knowledge of healthcare professionals regarding the mechanisms and management of pain. Chronic pain, with or without diagnosis, is highly stigmatized and lacks appropriate recognition as a serious health problem in its own right that requires treatment akin to other chronic conditions. Many countries have no national policy at all, or very inadequate policies, regarding the management of pain as a health problem, including an inadequate level of research and education. Until recently, pain medicine has not been recognized as a distinct specialty with a defined scope of practice.